That was the voice of Maria Callas singing Vici d'Arte from Tosca and her La Scala appearance there. I'm Daniel Vnukovsky with the Classical Jukebox, and I've always been fascinated by those unsung heroes from our past. And long before Maria Callas existed, there was a fascinating Ukrainian soprano on the scene. Her name was Solomeya Krushelnitska, a Golden Age voice who rescued Madama Butterfly, captivated both Puccini and Toscanini, and conquered the world with her incredible stage presence. I have her grandnephew, Andy, on the line today, who has put together a new, very moving audiobook called Solomeya, Star of Opera's Golden Age. He joins me today, and he will share a little bit about her remarkable journey of courage, culture, and song. Welcome, Andy, to the Jukebox.
Happy to be with you and to share the story of Solomeya, who was star of opera's Golden Age.
Amazing. I'm so intrigued. And I just want to go back to your special family connection. What inspired you to bring your great aunt's story to life?
Good question. And the answer is, when I was a small child and going to grade three, one day I came home for lunch. And as I was sitting at the kitchen table, this was in Edmonton, Alberta, in Canada, my mother came in with the mail and she opened a letter. She sighed and then she said, "Oh, Tata Solomeya Pomerla," which in English was Aunt Solomeya has died. And that was the first moment that I had ever heard of Solomeya Krushelnitska, the opera star. But in time, over as I grew up, I learned more and more about her. And when we traveled to Ukraine with my mother, we saw the place where they lived together, and she told me more of the story. And I learned more from the museum that was opened in her name. And the people there shared information. And over time, I realized, holy smoke, I really do need to tell this story.
Amazing. Now, this is not only your great aunt, but this is a major figure in operatic history, often described as the soprano before Callas. Why do you think she had such a label, such an incredible part of our history?
Suggest several reasons. The first reason is she spoke eight languages. The second is she knew the lyrics and the music to over 60 operas by heart. She traveled worldwide. She performed in Europe, in Tsarist Russia back in the day, and also in South America and North America, including Canada. For example, in Canada, she performed in Winnipeg and in Montreal. In the United States, she performed in New York and Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and Detroit, etc. So she had quite a name.
Yeah, world-class career.
And also, she was close friends with Giacomo Puccini, who you probably know as the great composer.
Yes, well, that was my next question to you. I was intrigued. If you could just briefly tell us, I read the description of the audiobook. Can you just briefly tell us how she changed the fate of Puccini's opera, knowing him?
Yes, I can. Well, what happened is Puccini staged that opera at La Scala, which at the time, of course, was the leading opera theater in the world.
And here we're talking about Madama Butterfly, correct?
Yes, we are. And this was in 1904 in Milan, in Italy. And he had great hopes for it. It's a powerful story, as you know. He was so convinced of the success of the opera, but that unlike on other occasions, he invited his family members to attend the premiere at La Scala. But sadly, from the very first moments, even before the curtain came up, there was an uncomfortable feeling among the cast. And there was just something that wasn't, you know, right about it.
Another one of those fateful premieres. Yeah.
As it turned out, ultimately, the premiere was booed down, whistled, people interrupted. They just did not like it. So when it closed down, he was crestfallen. He didn't know what to do. But he turned to Arturo Toscanini, a close friend of his, the conductor, who was, of course, also a close friend of Solomeya's. And Toscanini said to him, "Look, if you want to restage this thing," and he desperately wanted it to succeed, "you better go to her and ask her to help you. She's the person who can really help you." And he did.
Now, Solomeya lived through the Nazi and the Soviet occupations. What do you think sustained her during such turbulent times?
Those were very difficult times, as you mentioned. She was behind the Iron Curtain. they cut out her capacity to earn a living, saying, well, she's an Italian. She's not a, you know, a Soviet citizen, so why should she be able to work? And they also cut out her capacity to travel westward outside of the Soviet Union, even after World War II. But during the war, she had a house in Lviv, a building in Lviv, which today is a kind of a collecting place for news journalists who are covering the war in Ukraine.
Right, right.
But back then was, you know, one of the prominent cities in Western Ukraine, formerly under Poland. And our family, my grandmother, my mother, my aunt, her sister, my uncle, all lived in her building with her. And she was able to shelter them. But because of her worldliness and her constitution, she was very, you know, strong, with a strong voice, etc., and high dignity. The authorities were unwilling to really touch her. They kept kind of their distance from her, probably because they feared that her connections to people like, you know, Toscanini or Caruso and others could interfere with what they're trying to do with her. So she sheltered my family with her in the building, living with her in the building. But she had to play a low profile. She could not voice criticisms. She could not do anything to oppose the Soviet Union.
Well, that really helps explain why her story was muted for so many decades. And now is the right moment for our listening audiences to rediscover this incredible voice. It's Solomia Krushelnitska. The audiobook, I'll give you the website in just a few short moments. The audiobook has been narrated by Andy, our guest today. That is her great nephew. He has rediscovered that story and turned this into an incredible project for all of us to now learn about her artistry. That's the audiobook Solomia, Star of Opera's Golden Age, available now at buysolomiabook.com. Buysolomiabook.com. And Solomia is spelled S-O-L-O-M-E-A. Buysolomiabook.com. Andy, any closing thoughts? What we can experience when we hear your audiobook, your own narration of it?
I think people who are interested in opera will find a wealth of good stories about her life and about other stars that they are aware of from the golden age of opera. It will be a experience for those who are interested in that field.
That's once again buysolomiabook.com. The captivating story of Solomia Krushelnitska, her rise to stardom, how her unique voice enchanted audiences worldwide, and it's all narrated by Andy Samotiuk. Thank you, Andy. Thank you for joining us today and for sharing this incredible leading dramatic soprano, her unique story, Golden Age of Opera at the turn of the 20th century. Very intriguing.
It was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.